No trouble on the flight? Lane said. It was X-rayed. Nobody got their panties in a wad. You'll get it home okay. Assuming you earn it, first. Reacher pulled back the torn plastic and put a fingernail under one of the paper bands. It was tight, therefore full. There were four equal stacks of 20 bricks each. Total of 80 bricks, an even number. 100 hundreds in each brick. 80 times 100 times 100 was 800,000. So far, so good. He lifted the edge of a bill and rubbed it between his finger and thumb. Glanced across the lobby to the brass sign at the Xerox station. By statute, some documents may not be photocopied. But these hadn't been. They were real. He could feel the engraving. He could smell the paper and the ink. Unmistakable. Okay, he said, and sat back. Lane leaned down and zipped the duffel. So where is he? First we have to talk. You better be kidding me. There are civilians there. Innocent people, non-combatants. A family. So I can't have you charging in there like maniacs. I can't allow collateral damage. There won't be any. I need to be sure of that. You have my word. Your word ain't worth shit. We won't be shooting. Let's be clear on that. A bullet is too good for Taylor. We'll go in, and we'll get him, and we'll bring him out without harming a hair on his or anyone else's head. Because that's the way I want it. I want him all in one piece. I want him alive and well, and conscious, and feeling everything. He'll tell us about his partner, and then he'll die, long, slow, and hard, over a week or two. So a gunfight is no good to me. Not because I care about non-combatants, true, but because I don't want any accidents with Taylor. I would hate to give it to him easy. You can take my word on that. Okay, Reacher said. So where is he? Reacher paused, thought about Hobart and Birmingham, Alabama, and Nashville, Tennessee, and kindly white-haired doctors in lab coats holding artificial limbs. He's in Norfolk. Where's that? It's a county north and east of here, about 120 miles. Where in Norfolk? A place called Grange Farm. He's on a farm? Flat country, like a pool table, with ditches. Easy to defend. Nearest big city? It's about 30 miles south and west of Norwich. Nearest town? Reacher didn't reply. Nearest town? Lane asked again. Reacher glanced back at the reception desk. By statute, some documents may not be photocopied. He watched a Xerox machine at work, a ghostly stripe of green light cycling horizontally back and forth beneath a lid. He glanced at the harassed mother and heard her voice in his head. Why don't you draw a picture of something you're going to see? He looked at the kid's doll, missing an arm, heard Dave Kemp's voice in the country store. It felt like a thin book, not many pages, a rubber band around it. Recalled the tiny, imperceptible impact of the kid's tattered bear skidding on the tile and landing against his shoe. Reacher! Reacher heard Lauren Pauling's voice in his mind. A little is sometimes all you need. Going out, they don't care as much as when you're coming in. Lane said, Reacher, hello! What's the nearest town? Reacher dragged his focus back from the middle distance, slowly, carefully, painfully. And he looked directly into Lane's eyes. He said, The nearest town is called Fenchurch St. Mary. I'll show you exactly where it is. Be ready to leave in 1 hour. I'll come back for you. Then he stood up and concentrated hard on walking infinitely slowly across the lobby floor, 1 foot in front of the other, left, then right. He caught Pauling's eye, walked out the door, down the concrete steps. He made it to the sidewalk. Then he ran like hell for the parking garage. Chapter 63 Reacher had parked the car, so he still had the keys. He blipped the door from 30 feet away and wrenched it open and threw himself inside. Jammed the key in the ignition and started the motor and shoved the stick in reverse. Stamped on the gas and hurled the tiny car out of the parking space and braked hard and spun the wheel and took off again forward with the front tires howling and smoking. He threw a 10-pound note at the barrier guy and didn't wait for the change. Just hit the gas as soon as the pole was raised 45 degrees. He blasted up the ramp and shot straight across two lanes of oncoming traffic and jammed to a stop on the opposite curb because he saw Pauling hurrying toward him. He threw open her door and she slid inside and he took off again, and he was 20 yards down the road before she got the door closed behind her. North, he said. Which way is north?
North? North is behind us. Go around the traffic circle.
Hyde Park Corner. He blew through two red lights and swerved the car like a dodgem from one lane to another. Came all the way around and back onto Park Lane in the other direction, doing more than 60 miles an hour, practically on two wheels. Where now?
What the hell is going on?
Just get me out of town.
I don't know how.
Use the Atlas. There's a city plan. Reacher dodged buses and taxis. Pauling turned pages frantically.
Go straight.
Is that north?
It'll get us there.
They made it through Marble Arch with the engine screaming. They got green lights all the way past the Marylebone Road. They made it into Maida Vale. Then Reacher slowed a little, breathed out for what felt like the first time in half an hour. Where next?
Reacher, what happened?
Just give me directions. Make a right onto St. John's Wood Road. That will take us back to Regent's Park. Then make a left and go out the same way we came in. And please tell me exactly what the hell is going on. I made a mistake. Remember, I told you I couldn't shake the feeling I was making a bad mistake? Well, I was wrong. It wasn't a bad mistake. It was a catastrophic mistake. It was the biggest single mistake ever made in the history of the cosmos.
What mistake?
Tell me about the photographs in your apartment.
What about them?
Nieces and nephews, right?
Lots of them.
You know them well?
Well enough.
Spend time with them?
Plenty.
Tell me about their favorite toys.
Toys? I don't really know about their toys. I can't keep up. Xboxes, video games, whatever, there's always something new.
Not the new stuff, their old favorites. Tell me about their favorite old toys. What would they have run into a fire to save when they were 8 years old?
When they were 8 years old, I guess a teddy bear or a doll, something they'd had since they were tiny.
Exactly. Something comforting and familiar, something they loved. The kind of thing they would want to take on a journey, like the family next to me in the lobby just now. The mother got them all out of the suitcase to quiet them down.
So?
What did those things look like?
Like bears and dolls, I guess?
No, later, when the kids were 8 years old.
When they were eight, they'd had them forever by then. They looked like crap.
Reacher nodded at the wheel. The bears all worn, with the stuffing out, the dolls all chipped, with the arms off.
Yeah, like that. All kids have toys like that.
Jade didn't. That's precisely what was missing from her room. There were new bears and new dolls, recent things she hadn't taken to, but there were no old favorites there.